Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will be covering some food safety tips for the holiday get-togethers and list all of our upcoming Extension events, like the annual Cow-Calf School, planned for February 19th. But first, for today's Did You Know? More than 3 billion Christmas cards are sent each year in the United States. The song White Christmas is the best-selling Christmas song of all time. The Rubik Cube was the best-selling Christmas toy in 1980 and sold for only $1.99. Christmas decorations sends nearly 15,000 people to the ER every year. Silent Night is the most recorded Christmas song of all time, and I can sing all four parts without music. Fruits are the first ornaments used on the Christmas tree. Apples, oranges, and pears were the most popular, and turkey outranks ham as the main course favorite, and the Christmas trees are grown in all 50 states. The McPherson County Extension Office would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Week. In my Extension news, with the holiday get-togethers in full swing, food is an important part in any gathering, and serving platters of safely prepared foods to family and friends are important for good health. KSE says enjoying the meal can be dependent on one simple food rule. Keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot. One tip would be using smaller serving dishes to replenish more often. Warming trays, slow cookers, and other gadgets can help keep foods hot, while cold foods can be kept in the refrigerator until serving time or served on ice on a buffet. Once the serving dish is almost empty, trade it for a fresh dish and do not add new food to the used dish of food. Remember, a hot or cold perished food should be used within 2 hours when left at room temperature. And refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours and divide large amounts of food into smaller containers to chill quickly. Most family recipes may contain raw or lightly cooked eggs. It is risky to consume raw or uncooked eggs, especially for pregnant women, younger kids, and older adults, and those with weakened immune systems. KSE says to be mindful of your friends and family by safely preparing foods such as eggnog, homemade Caesar salad dressing, ice cream, and other recipes with raw eggs. In my farming news, the Kansas Master Farm Family Award recognizes up to 6 farm families across Kansas each year, representing excellence in the development and operation of farm business and through community involvement and service in agriculture or rural organizations and programs, family activities and development, and any other qualities to make farm family outstanding in the county and communities where they live. Nominations for farm families are due this coming spring, so if you know of a farm family that needs to be recognized in your community, please let me know here at the Extension Office. In more news, make plans now to attend this winter's annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School, February 19th at the 4-H Building here in McPherson. You will not want to miss this year's program and the Kansas City Strip Steak Supper. More details will follow, but remember to RSVP for this outstanding program here at the Extension Office. Our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, January 14th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make tomato basil soup. This class is always free and hands-on. RSVP can be completed on our Extension Facebook page or by calling our office between 8 and 5 on weekdays. And just a reminder, the Extension Office will be closed on December 24th to New Year's Day. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.